Hi, I'm at the LibreOffice booth and I'm talking to
Italo Vignoli.
Hi, we spoke last year. Can you tell us briefly what LibreOffice is about?
LibreOffice is a free office suite. It's based on the old OpenOffice code we forked in 2010, so 7 years ago. It's now we have just released the 5.3. is a major release with several new features, interesting ones. We have introduced a new, or we have improved the user interface to a point that is now really different from the past, and visibly different from the past. And we have released for the first time the source code of the online office suite.
Yes.
We have to be very clear in this point specific. We are not providing the infrastructure as Google Docs and Office Microsoft Office 365. This is not this is not what the Document Foundation is for. So we provide the source code. People can integrate LibreOffice Online, of course, with the cloud, and with a secure access, so SSH or something that provides secure sign-on. It is full feature. The engine is the same. So of course, this is the first. We will see what happens with the developments. There are already integration with OwnCloud, NextCloud, PDO, and C-File, which and also Colab as some kind of integration. Of course, we expect the other project to integrate it. And for sure, what we think it would be interesting is seeing some internet service provider integrating that to provide a real alternative to the to Google Docs and Office 365, and enterprises deploying that on the private cloud.
Absolutely, absolutely. Have there been any? You also work with the Open Document Foundation.
Sure.
Is there any improvement? Any news in the last year?
I mean, the improvement to the Open Document are continuous. We work on a regular basis. We have at least a couple of meetings every year, but the technical committee meets every week. So the process, as it should be for every standard, is slow, but is continuous. Of course, the situation in the marketplace is different because the is not, ODF is not very well.
No worries, we're well used to interruptions here. It's live from the
The ODF is not as known as other formats, and although it's a real standard, many people think that the Microsoft Office format is standard, which is absolutely not true. We are seeing some improvement in terms of adoptions. The UK government has adopted it. Of course, the process of from the law that adopts to the real adoption, the process is slow. Behind that, there are 20 years of
It takes time.
Ignorance on formats. But now Sweden, France, Taiwan, and the Netherlands are on the same path, although each government is adopting it in a different way, as it normal. I mean, the law is different. But we see an uptake in terms of awareness of the importance of standards.
Absolutely.
In some in countries where there is not a law, we see enterprises, we see people learning about the advantages of a standard. For instance, in Italy, Ministry of Defense has migrated to LibreOffice. At first, they intended to migrate to keep the old format, so the Microsoft format. We told them, let just make a try. And after 6 months, they decided to go to the ODF, and they said, there's no real comparison. I mean, the consistency of ODF documents is so high that no other format gives the same. You basically you save a large amount of money because of the hidden cost of interoperability. So you open the document, and the document is there. The only thing that may happen is that you don't have the font installed. Yeah. But if the font is not installed either, you find some a font, a similar one, or but you don't lose the contents.
Yeah.
So it's then we have to learn to use standard font or to standardize on fonts a little bit, but. I think that this is a minor issue in term of in comparison.
Especially now that there are free and open fonts that are
exactly.
good looking available.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just a matter of time before they're deployed and on systems and that we can rely on having them in our documents.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So what's is there any new events coming up this year that people can go and attend or
we have we try to be at the most important events with either with a speech or with a booth, most open source event, of course. We will have the LibreOffice conference is going to be at the end of September in Rome.
Yeah.
And we will try to be at conferences in the United States, at OSCON, we will try to have a booth there, and at some of the Linux conference around Europe and in the other environments, the other countries.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for the interview and look forward to talking to you later.